Welcome, everyone. This is Camille with everyone that's on the radio. Today, appreciate you joining us. Let's get the show started. So, you know, the last was Donald Trump during the black jobs in the. So, you guys been making jokes about it, making videos, memes about it, like, what is a black job? I've seen a video where the Amazon, whatever, the Amazon driver and Latinos coming up to them, trying to take a job, trying to say being a delivery person is a black job. And say, like, then black, you know, it's like the other races besides people. Making jokes. This is my job. There's no definition for what a black job is. As you can say, what is a Latin job or Hispanic job? There's no definition for that either. I guess if you put it as black jobs, Latino jobs, those jobs that black people don't want to do. Because when you go to a public, go to any school, you look at the janitorial people, normally you don't see many white people in the, not white people in janitorial positions, but normally in certain places, you normally don't see any janitorial people. So you say that these are black, Latino jobs. Fast food jobs. And Latinos, you see a lot of us working those types of jobs. But the owners are white. You know. And for this election season, please vote. Please vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but please. Because a lot of things are going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. And us people who don't follow politics, we need to know about. Like Project 2025. You know, everybody's talking about that. Now we should know about that. Because even though it's Project 2025 is focusing on LGBTQIA people, it still affects us who are in the LGBTQIA community. Any agenda that they put out there, if it's targeted at the LGBTQIA community, it's targeted at the black community, Latino community, no matter whatever community is targeted at, it will affect all of. When they reverse Wade, now having an abortion is illegal. You know, women voted with their husbands and their husbands voted for that to be reversed. And women voted against their own interests, which they do again in the upcoming election. You follow your husband. Are telling you to vote for. I need to, you know, give me five reasons why you vote for Trump. 5 degrees. Because he's business savvy, and you thought him being business savvy would help the economy. That's why I think the majority of the people voted for Trump. Because Trump is business savvy, and they thought that him being business savvy would help the country. You know? Trump is out for himself or not. And what he's doing to the country is benefiting him and making his pocket fat and richer. That's all he cares about. He cares about the public. He don't care about you. So, yeah. Vote, young people, you need to, if this is your first time voting, vote. We're not telling you who to vote for, but just vote. Because everybody thinks because who they're targeting, it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does. They're getting rid of DEI. The equity and inclusion. They're trying to do that. They're saying that we are better from that. We're not, because DEI getting accepted to colleges and stuff like that, not on our own merits, not because we saw art. And it's reflecting that. No, because the diversity, because, quote unquote, they, you know, when you go for a job and you know it's a place with number of people, I've seen in the movies where they're in places, they've been training places where Eddie Murphy, and they're a perfect example of what I'm talking about, because they only hired Eddie Murphy's character because they needed to hire a black person. They were told they needed to hire a black person. When the company is told that, they're going to pick any black person. They're not going to pick because he's qualified. No. They're going to pick any black person, qualified or not, because they have to. In the bylaws of the company, they have to. You know, think about that. Every company has bylaws to abide by. These big corporations has the board. Each of these big corporations has a board, and the board tells what they have to do, and if it's in the bylaws that you have to hire an African-American black person, Latino person, they are going to hire anybody just to fill that quota. Doesn't matter if you got the skills or not. And then, you know what they're going to do? They're going to put so much work on you that you either want to quit, or they're going to make sure that you screw up so they can fire you and say, well, we got that quota of hiring a black person, a Latino person. Excuse me. Yep. Because they depict this all the time. If you look at these movies, a lot of these movies are depicted in real life. You're just looking at it as a movie. You're not paying attention to the fact that it's depicted in real life. Yep. Excuse me again, y'all. And talking about legacy, they also was talking about Bronny James and into the NBA, and also a Laker. excuse me, y'all, on the same thing. And you know that they consider that nepotism. It's not fair that Bronny James got picked on the Lakers. They feel his father is the one that got him on the team. Because if you look at his track record, he went to school, went to USC, he got hurt, he came back. He only averaged 4 points. His whole season, he only averaged 4 points. So people assume he's just a lousy player, right? They assume that Bronny James is a lousy player. He shouldn't have got drafted. He should have waited for a year. Hey, the white people do nepotism, have legacy, so can we. White people do, so can we. And you know what I'm saying about it is white people. It's all the time. Look at when it comes to colleges. When it comes to colleges, you got legacy. And the kids, because their parent went to that college, they get to go to that college. Or let's say if a school that their family went to, starting with grandpa, you know, grandpa, whoever, you know, colleges, you know, the colleges in the kid, you know, colleges take in the kid, and they, because of legacy. Or, because mommy, daddy rich, mommy, daddy brought the library, so now my kid can get into the college. Oops. Yep. Now my kid can get into college. But, this, I understand, especially when you're doing legacy. When you're a legacy. 9 out of 10, these kids don't want to do their parents went to this now. Their parents was an outstanding student. They're going to expect to be the same as your parent.
Good evening.
They're not saying the student. And it, it never happens. It never happens. A lot of kids who have went to Harvard. A lot of people who said that went to Harvard, probably graduated from Harvard. A lot of them see that somebody in their family went there. And somebody in their family went there. That's how they were able to go to college and didn't have to pay for it. Because like I said, if somebody in the family rich, they can rebuild the library. You know, and they say, okay. And the kids are female. Yep. We're doing things to where we're trying to build generational wealth so that what I'm doing when I'm done and retired, I pass it on to my child and they can take over and continue the family legacy. People all the time, but it seems like when we do it, everybody has a problem with it. You can list of all the people in the world. You might see a handful of black people, or maybe a handful of black people on that list.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Good evening.
Everybody is going to be waiting, you know. And this is so. So, y'all, we need to. No matter who you vote for, just vote. And it seems like for Trump, they want to take our rights away. They want to go back to when it was slavery days when we had no rights. Yeah, they want to go back there.
And here's,
yeah,
and here's the thing. Good evening again. Here's the thing. If enough people don't get out there and vote, it's going to go back to that. Because if enough votes aren't voted, they can literally put us back in bondage and not not physically in bondage, like hands and hands and feet, but as far as rights, you know, and it's already tough enough. So that is something to consider. And again, like I said, as I always say, if you can stand in line for cell phones, sneakers and cell phones and TVs, you can stand in line for our forefathers and four sisters who fought for us to have the right to vote. And you think about it. Now, if there was some kind of incentive of alcohol and tobacco, it'd be a line around the corner. People are standing in line for a pack of cigarettes and a beer, but they won't stand in line for what our forefathers and four sisters fought for us to have the simple liberty and right to vote. And women have only been voting for 65 years. I hope you know that. Women have only been voting for 65 years. That's it. That's not a long time. So you think about it. That means your grandmother didn't have the right to vote. My grandmother didn't have the right to vote. You know, and now we have free will to vote. So please get out there. We can't tell you who to vote for, but one thing we can tell you not to do is don't vote. Get out there and vote, because the worst thing you could do is not vote. And the craziest thing, my vote don't count. Yeah, your vote does count. You know, so please get that ignorance out of your head of thinking, my vote don't count. And I hope everybody's doing good. You're enjoying. I hope everybody's doing good. You're enjoying Sixth and Road here. Phone lines are open 424-243-9617. Hope everybody's mental is doing good. Two thumbs up for me. Tomorrow is Trump's birthday. Very excited. He'll be 3 years old. So everybody show Trump some love.
Yay, Trumpet.
And if anybody want to get Trumpet anything, he loves salmon. He loves salmon. And I want to get him, wish they had some little sunglasses. I said salmon. He loves salmon.
It's silent when you say
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You know how long I've been cooking? I've been cooking before you were born. Somebody that has an Alexa
Dude, I'm older than you, dude. I'm older than you. You ain't been cooking before I was born.
Well, somebody.
Happy
somebody
birthday
asked,
to Trumpet, but it's Ella silent when you say salmon.
No, it's not. It's salmon.
It's
Ask
salmon.
Alexa. It's salmon. You got an accent anyway, so I don't trust nobody from Jersey.
I don't have an accent, and it's salmon.
It's salmon. No, it's not.
I'm not gonna go back and forth when I'm correct.
Somebody that's on the phone lines, press the one. If you've been cooking for quite some time, press the one, and let's get the proper enunciation of Salmon.
So, one of the things we have the people on 25, and it says Project 2025, also known as the Presidential Transition Project, is a collection of conservative and right-wing policy proposals from the Heritage Foundation to reshape the United States federal government and consolidate its power should the Republican nominee win the 2024 presidential election. And remember, I was saying it affects the LGBTQI community, and people think, oh, it doesn't affect us. Yes, it does. It affects everybody.
You know that community matters too. I don't understand why people separate that particular group. I mean, it's a group. They just have other likes. They have other likes, but I don't see why they should just be singled out into one group. I mean, at the end of the day, we are of the human race, okay? Human race. So that right there. Well, are you a liberal or conservative?
I call myself, I just don't vote. So let me finish reading this thing so that people know about this. It says, 2025 is a conservative right-wing policy proposals for the Heritage Foundation to reshape the United States presidency and consolidate executive power. Should the Republican nominee, only Donald Trump, win the 2024 presidential election? The project asserts that the entire executive branch is under the direct control of the president under Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution and unitary executive theory. It proposes reclassifying tens of thousands of federal civil service workers as appointees and replace them with loyalists more willing to enable the next Republican president's policy. The project seeks to infuse agreement and society with Christian values. Proponents have framed the plan as a means to defense as vast, unaccountable government bureaucracy. Critics have characterized Project 2025 as an authoritarian Christian national plan to transform the U.S. And many experts have said it would undermine the rule of law, the separation of powers, the separation of church and state, the civil liberties, including the civil rights of women, persons of color, and the LGBTQ community. And it says, this was established in 2022. Washington location, director of the project is Paul Dan. Main origin for this project is Men Leadership, parent organization, the Heritage Foundation. Budget for it, $22 million. It says, Project 2025 envisions widespread change to government, particularly economic and social policies, and the role of the federal government agencies. The plan proposes control of the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, Department of Commerce, the Federal Communications Commission, and the Federal Trade Commission, strengthening the Department of Homeland Security, and sharply reducing environmental and climate change regulations in favor of fossil fuel production, in addition to trying to undo most everything implemented by the administration. The blueprint speaks to institutional tax cuts, though its writers disagree on the wisdom of protectionism. Project 25 recommends abolishing the Department of whose programs would be either transferred to other agencies or eliminated. Funding for climate research would be cut, and national institutes of health would be reformed according to conservative principles. Project seeks to cut funding for Medicare. The government explicitly reject abortion as health. Project states a life conception and seeks to eliminate coverage of emergency contraception under the Affordable Care Act and enforce the Comp Act to prosecute those who spend and receive contraception and abortion nationwide. So that means, according to the health part of it, is there already been abortions, right? Some states still allow abortion. So if Donald Trump was to win, saying he might, but if he was to win and this went through, that means if your doctor gave you any kind of contraceptive means, meaning condoms, the pills, then why is it leaving my mind? Why is it not coming to my mind when I'm trying to, the pills, birth control pills. There we go. That's what I was trying to get. So, birth control pills or condoms, they're in trouble for that. This doctor is arrested for giving you birth control pills. Just put that in your mind. Your doctor getting arrested, doctor's license because they gave birth control pills to condoms. And if they performed an abortion, even if it was medically a medical reason, why had still got a because I want to try to talk about that. They are young girls being blessed at a young age, telling me that I'm a parent, but if I was a parent, if my 10-year-old was molested and the person who did it got her pregnant, that my 10-year-old was supposed to have a baby at 10. So and she would be a mother at 11. So that's what she would tell me at 11 years old that my child, because she was molested by someone, that she carry their baby, have a baby at 11 years old.
It's not possible for an 11-year-old to carry a baby. Her body's not developed. There's no way. Get a woman on the phone. There's no way.
Yes, it is.
A woman. What are you talking about?
Yes,
a woman on the phone.
11
Dude.
Years old. Her body's not even developed. Her body. She's not capable of carrying a baby.
There are girls who start their cycles at 9.
No.
You know how young girls get their periods? Young girls get their periods as young as 8 years old.
No.
Exactly.
You're not a woman. You can tell me no about a woman's body when I'm a woman. Yes, there are girls who are 12 years old that got pregnant. And they got pregnant because they were majority of them got pregnant because they were. It doesn't matter what age the child is, molested, but what this project we're talking about, Project 2025, is saying that if you want to take a child to get an abortion because you know she's not ready to be a parent, that the doctor who gives her the abortion can get arrested for it.
Just real quick. Just for Charles' sake, the youngest woman, she was a Peruvian woman, confirmed mother in history, giving birth to a son May 14, 1939, at the age of 5 years old. 7 months.
What?
In 21 days, yes. Just for your knowledge. She had to do a cesarean, but she was the youngest person to have a baby.
Well, God bless her.
5 years old, for women, at 5 years old, had a baby. Tell me, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, and go, yes, they will get pregnant at able to have a baby. The thing is, you're going to take her to the doctor and we're going to get her
abortion.
With this project,
you learn something new. I was under the impression
that's
if
that goes to the point that I perceive can get arrested and go to jail and lose their medical license.
I don't understand that because her little organs haven't even all developed yet.
Lose it because someone needs an abortion.
So you're telling me at 11 years old? So you're telling me at 11 years old, 10 years old, the female body's not even fully developed yet. So how can her productive
at 9 years old, women are getting their period.
Okay, so if that's the case,
as young as eight years old, they are getting their period, so they can get.
Okay. Okay. So you're telling me
are not doing because.
Okay.
A lot of it is
you're telling me
they
God
decided,
dang.
Oh, I want to have. Because they're
listen.
Being molested and.
Okay, listen, this is called Six and Road, so that means we have to kind of, like, take turns talking. Now, if a chick can get pregnant at 10 and 11 years old, so you're telling me if a 10-year-old little boy or 9-year-old little boy, he's capable of getting somebody pregnant at that age?
Mm-hmm. People develop different, and yes.
Wow.
But a lot of things happening. A lot of young girls are getting pregnant because when they are being molested, is raped. So that's where that comes from, having kids at an age, because one, they were either molested. Being raped because, and the person molesting them is someone they know. The person probably raped them could also be someone they know.
Wow!
I watched a lot of Maureen. These girls coming up and talking about they pregnant, but they wanted to have a some that wanted. A baby at the age they was, their parents they out of control, but she understands it, and if she's a young girl's molested, and the person who's molested her pregnant, the mother takes it to the doctor. The doctor says, "Okay, seizure." That doctor, who spent 8 years in school to become a doctor, will now be arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Lose their license, and once they get out of jail, they'll be able to practice medicine again. Because they helped some girl who was molested, and the parents and the mother wanted to give the child an abortion. Just look at, remember, they all were on Roe v. Wade, and there was a lady, and I think she's Texas, I'm not state, but she had to have an abortion for a reason. The doctor thought that if she had this pregnancy, it could kill her. And so for medical reasons, they told her to have an abortion. Because they overturned Wade, couldn't do it.
Yeah, if it's something like that, if it's a high-risk pregnancy, you can kind of understand that, but you know, if people aren't ready to be parents, you know, there's things they can do if they're not ready to be parents.
But see, this is what we women are trying to get people to understand. Between men are the ones men are making the decision for us women. When it comes to our,
how's that? How are we making the decision?
What?
How are we making the decision?
Dude, the Republican politicians are the reason that Roe v. Wade was overturned. It wasn't the women, it was the men. is the reason why Roe v. Wade overturned. See, they're trying to bring God into the situation. That's why they're over. They're trying to, you know, try to say this thing and say, well, it's in the Bible. It shouldn't have in the Bible. None of these are religious. None of these men are really religious, but they use that in politics, religion and politics to get their way. This is why Wade was overturned.
That ain't right. I mean, the bottom line
dude,
is.
Just think, right? Now what?
Yeah.
If she had medical complications, doctor said that she had to have an abortion. You have this baby to term, you could lose your life.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes to Uncle Six. You know, I was happy about being a parent, but there's some medical issues that the doctor telling me that I have an abortion. We know what has been overturned. And a lot of states banned abortion.
Mm-hmm.
If she come to you, well, we do it here because it's banned. You tell me to save your life, you're not going to take her to a state and get it done.
Now that's something that's different.
What I'm saying is. Listen to this.
I wouldn't have you get pregnant and you have a high risk pregnancy, you'll have to get an abortion too. I mean, all the women, y'all would have to get, especially
right. Well, listen to this.
Y'all would have to, yeah. I mean, I don't believe in it, but if
right. People don't believe in it, but for medical reasons, when you need to have it done, they're not the standard way for you get it done for reasons to save your life. But listen to this. One of the state senators who put the vote in for Roe v. Wade to be overturned, after he did all that, the story came out. He had a mistress and she was pregnant, and he got his mistress an abortion.
Hmm.
Yep. This came out, it was taken out of the mistress. She got pregnant, and he wanted to get her an abortion, but he voted for Roe v. Wade to be overturned. I said, ain't this a blimp? Here you are for Roe v. Wade to be turned, cheating on your wife in the mistress, but want to get her on the board.
Yeah,
and because they're doing that, a lot of these people are doing abortions. Back in the day, I was in the 80s, 90s, there was a clinic, I forgot the name, and it was in New York, and people will go there.
Now, aren't you having you're having a baby too, right?
No.
You're road, right?
Too old for that.
Huh?
I'm too old for that.
Yeah. Ruth was 90 years old. You're not too old.
I'm not Ruth. Roof.
If God wants you to have a baby, you'll have a baby. Now, it says radio personality, Road to Stardom of Inglewood, Anyway, I'll read it to you later. I was waiting to congratulate
you. Oh, yeah?
I was waiting to congratulate you, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I don't know where you got that news from.
Well, hey, it's all right. It's okay. I mean, it's all right.
What about my twin?
Huh?
What about my twin?
Who's your twin?
I said, what about my twin?
Well, I mean, it's not too late for y'all to have kids. I got an aunt.
As a woman gets older,
my aunt is 59 years. Let me get her on the phone. She is 4 months pregnant.
60. She's 60, and I'm going to call and tell her what you're saying.
Well, call her. I don't
Ooh.
Care.
You about to get yourself one?
That's my aunt. Mm-hmm. What's she going to do?
Yes, I can't wait to get on you.
Listen,
all these aunt stories that you've been telling, auntie.
You I'm
excited. I mean, I'm excited for her because.
Really?
Yeah.
How many seeds you carrying around?
Millions.
Millions?
Absolutely.
You keep them all to yourself, ain't you?
You're damn right.
35, when women start getting eggs.
He said, ain't no woman going to come up and say, I got her pregnant.
No.
You don't go nowhere. You don't go there. Where do you go that you would, that you, the woman, say,
I mean,
six got me pregnant? You don't go there.
Oh, my God. Nah.
You don't go to the club
or
anything, so you ain't seen a woman out of the club.
And don't get me wrong. I love children, but. They're very expensive. Very, very expensive. You know, so all I'm saying is once that baby is here, you can't send them back.
And you too afraid, if they 6 pounds, 2 ounces, and you too afraid to hold your son or daughter.
No. So listen, when they're that little, I don't want no freak accidents happening. They jump or squirm.
Baby.
It doesn't matter.
The baby still has to be taken care of. Got to learn how to bathe it. You got to learn how to change the diaper, put clothes on it, all of that. You can't just let you bring a baby into this world and not do nothing.
That's where the mother come in at. I provide for the baby.
It's not all on the mother, though.
Leave it to the mother.
Why not? I provide. Y'all watch the baby.
What if the mother is sick?
Let me say something to you. You can't. Women, a lot of women.
Listen, these are my rules. These are my rules.
Listen to me.
It is the father's responsibility to provide for the baby and make a way for the baby. Now, what I'm saying to you is, I'm not holding no baby that little. Okay, If the mother's not around, listen, if the mother's not around, that's something totally different. But when they're first born, I'm nervous. So I'm not going
to
be holding that baby.
And you have to get used to it.
Well.
It's something you have to get used to. You were smaller than that. How you think your parents felt?
Nervous.
Right. You just have to be careful. You hold them with care. You can't be scared. That's a life in your hands.
Well,
you're responsible.
And like I said, I'm glad my great nephew is there, but I just want him to get a little bit bigger, and I'll hold him all day.
Right, till he pooped, and then you're going to pass him back.
Well, that's the joy of a mother. That's the joy of the mother and the father.
Yeah, Uncle can learn how to change a diaper. Change a poopy diaper.
Let's take a commercial break, Ro. We'll be right back. This is 6 in Row. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. Preston 1, join the conversation. If you want to challenge me in trivia, we can do that as well. You're enjoying 6 in Row.
How about a challenge in changing diapers while he's trying to run?
We'll be right back.
Here. I'm asking that down to when I do a commercial. Hilarious. Well, you're tuning in to Successful Design Exercise Radio. And if you want to join 6 in Trivia, and I'm sure you better add 6, you can call 424-243-617. Or 852-79356, just press 1. No, you want to go live, just do this with 6. And you know you use the code every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. is when we do trivia. So that's when you join. You can battle him in trivia.
I think I'll start looking for a baby alive just for 6. Pampers and all. Good practicing.
And feed it. And the baby alive has, you feed it. And the food that you just fed baby comes out. It's supposed to be like they say. Even though it ain't real, what a simulation. These are the like dogs. That's why I do. You know, longer,
I think
it
he needs some practice.
All because of dog. That's it. That was one of the dogs we liked as a kid. Dog can talk. They don't upgrade it, baby. Have to wish pee and poop. But they have the dogs look like real babies. But those are not cheap because, you know, the women who get to deal with the fact that they want people to have children, so their way coping with not being able to have children. Get these dolls. Not keep them quiet, but get these dolls. Because of a medical reason why they couldn't have, you know, And a lot of women get cancer at younger ages. Another reason, you know, they're not able to have to because of cancer. One girl, story, she was 24, dealing with cancer. I think it was cancer at 24. And they tell you, they tell you, you should start mammograms at your 40s before diagnosis of breast cancer. And I'm sure they're probably younger than that, you know, being diagnosed. And then 24, you know. And then to have people in the family who passed away from you, you're thinking in your mind, is it a hereditary type? Is it a hereditary? You know, you kind of, you put that. So, I want to say congratulations to Andrew Reed for the most WWE history.
You're kind of breaking up. It's kind of hard to understand you.
I was saying a congratulatory to Andrew Reese. And
who is
Clark,
that?
Andrew Reese, WNBA.
Is that a rapper?
A college.
Oh.
Andrew Reese is a basketball player. She went to LSU, left LSU, and went to the WNBA. She has triple coach in the WNBA. Not triple doubles in the WNBA. And Caitlin Clark, first rookie, triple in the WNBA.
Okay. Well, congratulations to the female basketball players out there. Lisa Leslie and Cheryl Swoops are my two favorite. Those are my homegirls. So hello to y'all. Lisa Leslie,
they're no
and
longer
Cheryl
playing the NBA.
Swoops. Oh, they're not? They're not? Oh, damn.
No. Lisa Leslie
was
5 years ago and so did Cheryl
Swoops. Well, that's all right. But I tell them some beautiful women.
Well, how you didn't know your homegirl was retired?
Well, you know, last time I knew they were playing, so I, you know, I just.
Mm.
So they must have just recently retired. They probably retired about 5 years ago, something like that.
It's been since Lisa has played in the WNBA.
Well.
Cheryl Swoops left the WNBA to have a child. Back.
She had a baby?
She did. After I came back and played for a minute and then retired. Left, came back, and then retired.
Mm. Cool.
Yeah. So, the Olympics is about to start soon. The Summer Olympics is about to start soon.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the practice of our U.S. Olympic basketball team. Watch the practice and they start. I'm sorry. They better get it together. No medal. I'll be watching. Because practicing against each other, the whole team. Practicing again, but and like I'm glad this is.
Wow.
Glad not a real game. I was like, this is not a real game because they suck. Even though we got players, they suck. So we got Joel Embiid for the 76ers. LeBron James who plays for the Lakers. Stephen.
Yeah. How you think he's going to do?
You got Jason Tatum who plays for the Celtics that's in the title. What's who going to do?
So how do you think Bronny's going to do?
Bronny's already started playing for the Summer League because the NBA has Summer League where their new players, they all new players for NBA play, they play against each other. So the Summer League is going on right now. Bronny played in He's hurt. He hurt his
knee. That's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of pressure to be put. You know, being compared to your father, that's a lot of pressure.
I'm not comparing his father, not. And not comparing to his dad, because when Brian was in U.S., he had his big medical. He had better, he went back, but he only averaged 4 points. This is what I was talking about earlier. He only averaged 4 points. His 4 points per game. Not good. That's good for NBA to have 4 points per game. But now that he's in the Summer League, right, he's in the Summer League, he only played 2 games, and he averaged the same point that he averaged in college. Because he hurt himself, he hurt his knee. So he, we don't make the injury worse by keep playing, making the injury worse because his he made surgery and then he'll be able to play in new season starts in the NBA. But yeah, they're not comparing him to that. They're not doing that. I've seen him play and I'm not comparing him to that. They said in the NBA there's other more qualified people got in there instead of him. And they think he got in there because of his dad. Especially being a Laker. You know, he's on the team because of his dad. And, you know, and that's why I was talking about earlier, nepotism and meritocracy, because white people do. Jerry Jones, who owns the Cowboys, is the president. Even though he's the owner, he's not the president. When you think about that, his son is the president. You can't tell me he's going to get in because Jerry Jones is bad. LeBron got Ryan, should not be mad at that. Should not be mad at that. LeBron should not be mad at that. Hurts, he's not playing. He's playing right away. Want to play more. See where his game is at before they put him on that court. Want to develop his game, see where he's at before they put him on that court. And to me, that's a good thing. He needs to develop more before he gets on that court. Because if he's only averaging 4 points a game, that's not going to help him win. And it's gonna piss off Lakers fans. It's gonna piss off Lakers fans. And we don't want to piss off Lakers fans. So why when his knee better. He's in the summer league. I'll make sure I get him to see if he's gotten it better.
How tall is he anyway, Brownie, how tall is he? Because LeBron is 6'9".
He might be a little bit under his dad's height. A little bit under. Might be a little bit under his dad. Yep.
And don't forget, for you Gerald LeVert fans, July is Gerald LeVert month. His birthday is July 13th. So make sure y'all say happy heavenly birthday to Gerald LeVert and his little brother, Sean LeVert. And if you live in the Detroit area, you can check out Dave Tolliver, Mark Gordon, and Joe Little for the LeVert Experience. They just came off a cruise, Tom Joyner cruise. That went pretty good, and they're taking it to Detroit. So catch them in a city near you. The Gerald LeVert Experience. The LeVert Experience is what it's called. Oh, yeah.
Amazing. A classic.
Say it again.
Are they singing all the classics?
That's right. You know, and I was going to sing, but.
And Mark didn't ask you. He asked Dave.
Well, you know, I want everybody to shine.
Ask Dave.
Ask him what? No, I'm going
to
let him sing.
Ask you to be a part of the group. He asked
Dave. No, I'm going to let them sing. Yeah, I'm going to let them sing. I didn't even need to fill in.
He's one of boys that I guess you would say protege group to LeVert. So it will only be right to ask to participate.
Yeah. But it's cool.
But it is thing. I know you want to LeVert too. Are you going to let Dave sing one of his songs and sing one of his songs?
So they go back and forth. So what they do is they sing the classics of the LeVert. And then after that, they break off into their own thing. They do their solo thing. Dave does... he does Baby, I'm Ready. It don't sound bad. He actually did a good job on it.
Like version. Not too many. I could say I like the version when they somebody else's.
There is a new member of Men at Large. For those of you that remember Jason.
He left again.
So Jason is still part of the group, but right now he stepped away for a little while, and Benito is going to be replacing him.
Who?
His name is Benito.
I don't need Benito. I need Jason at that large.
Nobody has a voice like Jason. Jason has a great voice. Jason has a great voice.
But this,
so,
this is
no,
my
nobody,
thing.
Nobody can take that away from him.
This is my,
but just right now, he's not touring right now.
But this is my thing. Groups, when one person is group, and they had a member in the group to fill out a spot, it's not the same. I get it, the thing is not the same. You know, people are used to what they do. Well, used to what they used to. Because remember, when Jason left the first time, Dave had Jim and I passed away. Jason came back. As I got the two original members back together, now I know Jason's getting together health-wise. I know that's one. I think that's one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I know he's getting himself get health wise. Because
mm-hmm.
I follow him on social media. But you know, they came back. So I was like, okay, we're gonna get some new enlarged music, original. Because, and to be honest, this is not on funny, Dave, because a lot of these promoters are bringing back old school B groups and having, you know, and performing these tours they're putting together. And Dave and not on the money. Because they could have been doing that. And there was one that just happened with. There's one that just happened with Silk. I forgot who else. I know Silk was one of them. That one with X. Because they're doing a high five is another that's doing these tours with. I get it, you know, Jay is trying to get his health together. I appreciate that. But there's not a lot of money that going on in these R&B that most are putting in making some money. Who owns rights to Charles' music? Does his children own the rights or his dad?
Tell me what you think. This new Ernest Echoes. New Ernest, tell me what you think.
I can't hear anything. Well, it's not playing clearly enough.
The word clear should not come out of your mouth.
You are music and it's not coming
out clear
enough.
No. I have to disagree with you.
Dude, I didn't hear anything.
You can't hear?
I didn't hear clear enough.
Play some music. Go right ahead.
I could hear it clear, but it could be a little louder.
It's a little tricky.
Now you tell me that wasn't clear.
It was clear, but it came in a little choppy or something. Something was going on.
You leave the sound to me, okay? Go right ahead. Continue with the show. Go ahead, bro.
You have to upload it to the board. If it's good, you have to upload it to the board.
Yeah, you sound like you...
No, I had ice in my mouth.
Nah. Then you had ice in your mouth the whole show then.
No, I put it in my mouth.
All right.
But what I'm saying is that good, you need to load it to the board.
Who's
that?
Okay. All right, how are you?
Put yourselves on mute. Hello.
All right, these trick questions ready to fix. I do it my own.
What do you want?
For the trivia?
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, here's the first question. Which of these cities had a mayor who later became president? Richmond, Buffalo, Oakland, Atlanta.
You said Richmond. What else?
Became president. Richmond, Buffalo, Oakland, Atlanta.
It's gonna be Oakland. Let's go. Let me get my coffee. Hold on, because I always have to drink coffee before I. I heard you the first time, damn it.
The only three people I've served as citizens before later taking the highest office in the land. Andrew Johnson, Mayor of Greenville, Tennessee, Calvin Coolidge, Northampton, Massachusetts, and Grover Cleveland was mayor of Buffalo, New York. Cleveland focused on cleaning up the city's administration, corruption, and implementing saving measures. Popularity made set stage for his substantial political career to his election as governor of New York and eventually to his non-consecutive term as president of the United States.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Travelers Insurance features which item as a part of its logo? Travelers Insurance features which red logo? Which red item as part of its logo is the arrow or umbrella bell? Oh, I know this one. You should get this one. Traveler's Insurance features red item part of its logo. Arrow, horse, umbrella, bell.
C. The letter C. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
That's right. The umbrella. Travelers
right.
is
go.
One of the nation's largest property seat companies. The original logo of that umbrella started in 1820 when it appeared in a newspaper ad for Young Insurance Company. Was revived in the 60s when it was given its signature record. Property was given property casualty insurer has gone great lengths to stop other companies hoisting umbrellas as logos. Since 2007, Travelers has at least 30 trademark applications across a range of industries according to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office record. So, if anybody uses an umbrella as a logo, a red umbrella as a logo, just know you will be sued by travel insurance.
I mean, an umbrella is an umbrella.
Their logo, meaning it's part of their company. So, trademark it. If they trademark this for the company, you can use the red umbrella no matter what industry you're in.
Wow.
That's your DJ is DJ umbrella. You can't use an umbrella as your logo, but you can't use the red one.
Say it one more time.
I said, if your DJ name DJ umbrella, you can use an umbrella as your logo, you just can't use a red one.
Well, you know, I want the public to come up with a DJ name for me, and if you come up with the right name, I could very well be known by the DJ name you give me. So send all emails to Rook. Say it again.
You said six as your DJ.
DJ 6? I don't know about that. DJ 6. Well, say, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out.
So his next question. His next question is this one. What are the names of the Marble Lion statues outside the New York Public Library? These are the Marble Lion statues outside the New York Public Library. Is it and liberty, duty and testimony, patience, fortitude, pride and prejudice. What are the names of the marble statues outside the New York Public Library? Columbia and liberty, duty and testimony.
B, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Wrong.
All right. That's cool. Let's go.
So your one for two. It says patience and fortitude, world-renowned pair of marble lions that stand proudly before the majestic Beaux Arts building at 5th and 42nd Street in Manhattan have captured the attention of New Yorkers and visitors from all over the world. Dedicated. On May 23rd, 1911, the statue was named in the 1930s by Mayor Fiorella, who wanted them to embody the strength that New Yorkers would need to survive the economic depression. Patience still guards the side of the library staff and focuses on to the north.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
So, one for two.
And you all still have a chance to marry Jimmy Walker. He hasn't got married yet. He's trying to get married by the end of the month. that if you want to marry Jimmy James Walker.
No one wants to marry Jimmy Walker. Cut it out.
If you all want to marry Jimmy Walker, call 424-243-9617. And you could very well be Mrs. Dynamite. I don't know why y'all women tripping. Y'all know all y'all women were in love with Jimmy J.J. Walker. All of y'all. It ain't a woman on this earth.
No, I was not. No, not at all.
It's okay.
What do you mean?
It's all right. You know.
But I
want to okay.
know what was wrong with the DJ name you'd already decided to go with. What happened to that?
I have to see if that's not taken. Now that's my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's not taken, that's what I'll go with. But I have to make sure that name is available.
Okay. And then secondly, if your option is not J.J. Walker, I'm sure Six is the next available bachelor looking to get married.
Yeah.
If all you ladies out there in Radio Land are looking for a bachelor.
Nobody wants him.
Wow.
Well, since
anyway,
you have all the ladies up to you.
He'll be calling the station, and you all can talk to Jimmy Walker. He'll be calling in at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock he'll be calling in.
9 o'clock?
It's only 9 o'clock.
9:30.
Y'all women, get y'all
block of ice. The heartthrob will be here, Jimmy James Walker, on the Six Eyes Radio Network and Road to Stardom Network. Let's go.
What actor inducted boxing team was it? Was Robert De Niro, Mickey Rourke, Sylvester Stallone? What actor was inducted in the Boxing Hall of Fame of boxing? Robert De Niro, Mickey Rourke, Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone. Let's go.
You're 2 for 2. You're 2 for 2.
Let's go.
Sylvester Stallone was renowned for his iconic portrayal of the boxer Balboa in the Rocky series. Was inducted into the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 2011. Stallone's portrayal of Rocky and underdog boxer became a cultural phenomenon and significantly influenced sports portrayal media. The Rocky films inspired countless individuals with their themes of perseverance and triumph against the odds. Stallone's dedication to role in him was the claim has left a lasting impact on both the film industry and the sport of boxing itself.
Let's go.
Here's the next one. In the Muppet Show, what are the names of the hecklers sitting in the balcony? The Heckle and Jack, Adler and Wolf, Cornelius and Leopold, Prescott, Bartholomew. The names of the hecklers sitting in the balcony in the Muppet Show.
the last one. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Get two for in the Muppet Show. The thing about Marcella and Wolf. He's kept the show's critique of performances often engaging in witty content that delights audiences. Their name derived from two extraordinary hotels, the Hilton and the Waldorf Astoria, reflecting a sense of old world sophistication and excellence. Again, this choice enhances their encounters as sophisticated yet tankerous critics who provide a constant stream of commentary. So you're two.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go.
This one. The name of the former appears in July. What is the name of the full moon that appears in July? Pink moon, buck moon, moon, strawberry moon.
Which I can hear you clear. What are the four what?
I said, what is the name
the word for the night
of
is clear.
The full moon that appears in July? Pink, strawberry.
Strawberry moon. The strawberry moon. Let's go. Let's go.
Wrong.
If you speak clear, if you speak clear, I can hear you. Shit. The word for the night is clear. That's the word
the
for the night.
The full moon that appears in July is called the moon. This name originates from the Native American tradition that each moon was given a distinct name reflecting the natural work of year. The buck moon.
You know what I hear. You know what I hear when you.
In July, that the new antlers of buck begin to grow. Reaching
you know what I hear when you
reaching
talk.
Reaching full maturity, Native American tribes close attention to circles as they integral to.
You know what I hear when you talk. It sounds like this. That's how it sounds. So
hunting rituals and cultural ceremonies. July full rise on Sunday the 21st, reaching peak illumination at 6:17 a.m.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
And next one. The first Declaration of Independence preserved in a bulletproof crystal with helium nitrate. The original Declaration of Independence preserved in a bulletproof case filled with gas, neon, argon, helium nitrate.
What is called nitrogen? Let's go. Let's go. Because if it was filled with helium, they couldn't control if it took flight. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
We are sweating.
Let's
go. You're wrong again.
Bullshit. No. They wouldn't fill it with helium because how are they going to know where it's going to fly to?
Listen to the answer. Even it says original Declaration of Independence is preserved in a bookcase with argon. Yes. This this preservation method is employed to protect the delicate and historic document environmental factors as light, humidity, and pollutants are found in an inert gas, meaning it does not react with other substances, which helps to maintain the integrity of the paper and ink by keeping the declaration in a case.
Let's go. All right, okay.
But that it remains in a safe and controlled environment, significantly reducing the deterioration.
Well, nitrogen would have preserved it too, but nitrogen would have preserved it as well.
No, it wouldn't have. There's a gas that even if you mix it with nitrogen, nothing would happen to the argon gas. That's why they used it to keep the paper.
What is nitrogen good for? What is nitrogen good for?
Nitrogen things. So like, if you want to make ice cream, you have nitrogen. You make some ice cream in 1 second because nitrogen is if that quickly that you can make ice cream in 1 second.
That's right. So you're telling me that the latter gas, I disagree with that answer, but let's go.
Okay.
Damn it.
Here's the next one. Okay.
Let's go.
One thing, dude.
Say it again.
My phone froze. Can't even get to my question.
You see what I'm talking about. The word for tonight is froze. So, listeners. What are tonight's words for tonight? Clear and froze. If you remember that, you can have a cup of coffee with Six Eyes. The word for tonight is clear and froze. Now I'll be drinking coffee at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You want to have coffee with me? Call 216-245-9657. You can have coffee with Six Eyes. Let's go.
Let's go. I got it. Here we go.
How many gigs is your iPhone?
32.
Well, I have 10 gig iPhone, and that's a lot of space.
Here's the next question. Which woman's name appears on the Declaration of Independence? Which woman's name appears on the Declaration of Independence? Is it Betsy Ross, Mary Goddard, Edgar Adams, Martha Washington? Which woman's name appears on the Declaration of Independence? Ross, Mary Goddard, Adams, Martha Washington.
Mary. Because the other one is a singer.
Mary Goddard.
Yeah, because the other one is a singer. She ain't. She went.
flag. You go with Mary. That's what you want.
That's right.
You stick
Let's with go.
Mary.
Go.
You stick it with
Mary. Let's go. Damn it.
You got it right.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, three. Two.
Damn it.
Yeah. Yahoo.
Go. Let's go.
Three cats got it is the affiliate to many Americans, but her name sits on the Declaration of Independence alongside those of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. If you look close at the document, you'll find the name. While she didn't sign it, she did publish it. Congress asked the Baltimore Postmaster to print the second copy of the Declaration of in 1777. So her name would be down in history. She wrote Baltimore in Maryland. Printed by Mary at the bottom of the document.
And we'll have her on the show next week.
Dude, you want out the grave?
Huh?
You want out the grave?
Well, you said 19, right?
I'm 1777. I made a mistake.
Oh, wow.
But still in law, you digging her grave?
No, she ain't going to be able to be on the show next week, y'all. Sorry.
Bring the skeleton. Let's go to the next one. Oh.
Let's go. Let's go. And for you listeners out there of the Six and Road Show, what is my favorite food? If you know that, you could very well have my favorite food. Let's go.
Here's the question. Which period was known as the age of the dinosaurs? Which age of the dinosaurs? Cenozoic, Paleozoic, Mesozoic, Proterozoic.
The Paleozoic. Let's go. Let's go.
Known as the age of dinosaurs, is referred to as the Mesozoic.
Well,
era, like approximately 180 million years from 252 to 66 years ago, includes the Jurassic, and Cretaceous periods. Dinosaurs from the period. Diversified in the Triassic, dominant as large herbivores and carnivores in the Jurassic, including famous species like Tyrannosaurus rex,
It's all right. Let's go. It's all right.
Let's go.
All right, let's go. And fellas, if you want to marry Shirley Hempfield, call 424-243-9617, and you too can marry Shirley Hempfield. Shirley Hempfield.
Dude,
oh, yeah, she'll be on the show next week. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Dude, they cannot be on the show. She passed away years ago.
Nah. Shirley was sexy. I used to like Shirley. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I don't know, y'all. I don't know what's wrong with us today.
And ladies, if y'all want to marry,
be on the show.
If y'all want to marry Luther Vandross, give a call at 424-243-9617.
Stop mentioning Jets that they cannot get to unless they come up in the grave.
You too can marry Luther Vandross.
How are you going to marry y'all people who are deceased?
People are still here.
Listen. What was Shirley's last name?
Hempfield. She will be on the show next week. That was a rumor. That lady's still alive.
Hempfield, not Hempfield, first of all.
Well, she's still alive.
No, she's not. She died December 10th, 1999.
No. I would have heard about that.
Well, I guess you need to check with Alexa or your Siri.
Well, hell, it's not like your phone is in the grave.
and no one for Shirley.
Well, maybe we'll have your phone dug up by next Tuesday.
Wow, what is this?
So which one of y'all are going to marry Jimmy Walker next week?
Okay.
No.
What's up with the echo? What's going on?
Okay, so let me go back. Whoever 347, that's where the echo came is. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's Jimmy Walker. Hello, Jimmy. What's up?
Dynamite!
What y'all do with Jimmy Walker? Damn it.
Walker.
Well, he was supposed to call in, so we'll get him on next week.
Stop trying to push on him.
Any of y'all ladies want to marry Calvin from 227, give a call at 424-243-9617. Listen, that's one of my favorite shows. If she would have died, I would have known that.
Shirley Hemphill is deceased, Charles.
She's gonna be on the show next week.
She's not gonna be on the show unless you bringing her from the grave. She is very deceased. Very deceased.
Let's bet a cup of coffee on that, because she.
Look it up, Look it up. Ask Siri. Ask Alexa.
Let's go.
Because you might be passed away. Don't mention no people.
Anybody want to marry Ralph Carter? Give a call at 424-243-9617.
No one wants to marry Bookman. Ain't that Bookman some good time?
See, now you're not even a damn fan. Ralph Carter is Michael Evans from Good Times.
Oh, my bad.
You're speaking of Johnny Brown. Johnny Brown is booked. So he'll be on the show next week, too. Yeah, he'll be on the show next week. Listen, you got to wait till next week, Rhodes. And you can ask Michael all the questions you want because I know that's your heartthrob. Oh, yes. It's all right. It's okay. Oh, yes.
I'm a heartthrob.
Let's go. Where is the heartthrob? He ain't called in a while.
All right, here's one more trivia question.
Hope you're all right. Let's go.
Who is the only actor to appear in MASH movie and the TV show? Alan Alda, Jay Farr, Loretta Swift, Gary Brooks.
The only what?
Who is the only actor to appear in movie MASH and the TV show? Alan Alda, Jamie Farr, Loretta Swift, Gary Berghoff.
Well, if you think about this, now MASH, now. So, that's going to be the third one. Now, even though Alan Alden, now he was.
Alan Alden.
Well, damn it, it's
so
the third
one.
The third one? Let's go.
Wrong. Again. Gary Brooks.
Ah, well.
Gary Brooks
All
is
right.
the only actor to appear in the best movie in the film directed by Robert Altman, World Over Trade, Cold War, The Radar, a character celebrated for his exceptional and charming naivete. When the film was adapted in the television, it was the only cast member to reprise in the film. Other notable cast members include Donald Sutherland as Hawkeye, Elliot Gould,
Trump. Come on, right here. What's up, Trump? The birthday boy is here. Say what's up to your people, Trumpet. Say what's up. Tomorrow's your birthday, buddy. Trump's birthday.
I'll bring in some salmon tomorrow.
The big three. We love you, Trumpet. We love you. We love you,
Trumpet. We do. Mommy and sister will be up to have to celebrate.
So what's going to end up happening is next week we will have Shirley Hemphill starting the show off. We will have Luther Vandross with us. Hello? And we will have that last guy that was on MASH on the show as well. The only person can't make it is Goddard. Goddard won't. Well, it must have happened yesterday.
You cannot be.
No. Luther will be here. I'm talking about the guy from MASH. He ain't going to be able to be on the show? And we will have Jimmy Walker on the show next week. So, Dynamite. Come here, Trumpet. Come here.
He's not calling in. It's a miracle if he.
Jimmy Walker will be calling in the show Oh, yes. And anybody wants to marry Dana Plato, give a call at 424-243-9617. Oh, no. Kimberly's still alive. I just saw her the other day. Still alive. She was just on Different Strokes. She was just on Different Strokes yesterday. Now she was hitchhiking. Now she was hitchhiking. She shouldn't have been hitchhiking. Now this particular episode, she was hitchhiking, trying to get Mr. Drum and her father a present, and she hitchhiked and was almost lost forever. And this is why we have Six Eyes Lost and Found on the Six Eyes Radio Network, 515-605-9340, where we return lost children and adults to their loved ones. Please do not hitchhike. It's not worth it. So next week, Jimmy Walker, Shirley Hemphill, that guy from Mass, and Dynamite. Jimmy Walker and Luther Vandross will be on the Six in a Row show, so everybody tune in. And one of you lucky women will marry Dynamite, Jimmy J.J. Walker. Now, here's y'all attire. You both will be wearing his trademark hat. You will be wearing the scarf, and you will be wearing those tan pants and that burgundy turtleneck. So I think you all are going to look great. And I'm so excited. We're getting the wedding catered by KFC. We're having 15 buckets of original crispy chicken. We're having 10 biscuits. And we're having the flat-ass pop that they
give. Nobody wants no KFC at their wedding.
Listen. Now, it's about the union. It's not about the food. Do you know what Mom and Papa Six Eyes menu was? You want to know? They had chicken. They had fish.
How did you know you had born when they got married?
I'm sorry?
You know. You wasn't even born when I got married.
Well, I call my aunt, and she'll tell you. They had a simple wedding. They didn't do anything extravagant, and they were married for 55-plus years, and that's how you do it. So next week, one of you lucky women will marry Jimmy J.J. Walker. Dynamite. I'm so excited. Want to thank KFC for furnishing the food. Want to thank Bobby Gobby's fashion for the wardrobe. And I want one
Nikhil,
of those hats,
you coming
too.
To the fake wedding? Nikhil,
Dynamite. Dynamite.
I don't know if I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to be there.
I'm sorry. I had to open my mic. Oh, fake wedding? Nah.
Well, it's not a fake wedding.
I don't
now.
Know who's marrying J.J. Walker.
Listen, hey, it's all right.
It ain't us, but who's marrying?
We'll find out next Tuesday on Six and Road.
Jeez.
And I'm so excited. I'm so excited for
you. Why are you so hard on marrying JJ? Why are you
because
so hard on getting him married off?
Because that's one of my people. Listen.
That's one of your people.
JJ is a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
And
have you
he
met
needs
JJ?
To be JJ? Jimmy Walker?
Yes.
Dynamite.
In your dreams.
So get ready. Get ready. And you all
don't
miss the wedding.
You know I know, but okay.
Don't miss the wedding. Don't miss the wedding. I mean, it's
this
all right.
JJ will be by themselves.
What's the date and time?
Well, they will be married promptly at 8:06 next Tuesday.
8:06.
Well, the Rick will be in
a time.
They couldn't wait any later. So I am so excited. Like I said, I want to thank KFC for furnishing the food. I want to thank
Miss Mary Kim having.
Huh? No, but they are singing at the wedding. They're singing. Pastor Bonnet is marrying.
Pastor Bonnet.
Oh my God. Yeah, I am excited. I wish today was Tuesday again. I can't wait.
Oh my God. Ew. I'm glad I don't have handcuffs to you.
I can't pass the bond.
Rose, thank God we are not attached.
I'm being by myself.
Huh?
I don't know how he's going to.
He is all by himself. He going to sink all by himself. Dude, okay, wow. So who's singing the wedding song? Or should I, maybe I shouldn't ask that question, because he going to dig it even further.
Missionary King Bruce singing, and ceremony.
Congratulations to our lucky winner.
That wedding ain't even gonna get started. That's just not right. You gonna run the guests away. Well, I'm glad to know that you're so confident in them that they're going to be singing at your wedding.
Next week, the wedding.
Well, time to end the interview, because you can survive of Marion J.J. Walker. You done put past the bonnet in and you done ask him to perform the ceremony.
Oh my God.
The
yes,
missionary
he did.
Ken and Ruby singing the song, but didn't even ask them if they wanted to.
That's why I said I ain't gonna ask him no more, because I'm not egging that on.
And then you got the food provided by KFC. No one wants KFC. When?
I'm sexy Samantha, passionate Priscilla, the human thriller.
And it's all a big waste of time, Homelona.
Not exactly, honey. I got them 2 dates and a weekend in Wisconsin. Nobody saw him. Just Ned DeWine. What? That was 3 bottles ago. Oh, that's right. Took
temporary layoffs.
Incredible.
Next week, the wedding.
One was that Mr. Gardner got back from Detroit 2 days earlier. And funny was.
Oh, yes.
It's like the commercial where the woman says, my man wears English leather or nothing at all. Well, the dude that he caught her in there with was not wearing English leather, baby. You know where I'm coming from. Lola, I told you I had this bus maintenance report to get out. You expect me to concentrate with all this noise?
Noise? I don't hear any noise.
You, Wilona, I meant you.
You mean noisy?
Look what you made me do. Second gear squeaks, especially when that dude stands there wearing nothing at all.
Oh, God.
If I just try to resist, I have a lot of explaining to do.
That ain't nothing compared to explaining Mrs. Garner gonna have to do. I tell you, if I didn't hate gossip so much, I...
No.
Oh,
Come here.
You smell it?
Yeah. Where are you?
Maybe somebody could fire
you
to
holler come sell.
Oh,
God.
What's that smell?
I don't know.
Maybe the garbage men are on strike. Slave hold on. Five did you do? It doesn't even smell like the way it smells like something out this wood.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You want to thank our sponsors? And we'll have one beer. Okay, y'all go. Next week, one of y'all lucky women.
I feel like this is the beginning.
It smells more like the ending.
Look here, catfish face. I'll have you know this is not a smell. This is an aroma, a wafting fragrance. That's the great. 500,000 brothers in Chicago, some sing, some dance. This one's wafted.
That's a new cologne, isn't it, JJ?
Oh, yeah, well, how'd you guess?
The house plants are drying up. Mm.
Oh. Is Flo back yet? No, she'll be back in a minute, Willow.
Oh, darn it.
Matty, you got a little bit of gossip burning a hole in your tongue?
Gossip? Me? Gossip? I'll have you know. I'm one of the most anti-gossiping people in this project. That is why I dedicated my entire life to getting the story straight before anybody else heard about it. I hate gossip.
If you got anything for a hangover, I got a headache in my teeth and an ear in my nose.
So y'all women, just hold tight. JJ will be in the building next week on the Six Eyes Radio Network and Road to Stardom for Six and Road.
My head? No, when it hits your stomach, you forget all about that pain. No. You got to watch one more time. Here, you are going to get this drop for the community sent there. You hear me?
On that
watch camera, turn on the radio, and you
are going to What you doing on your show tonight, Road?
Bookman, you do it in a small apple. Cookies. Hey, y'all hear about the big fight last night at the supermarket? Woo! Boom, 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 and JJ handed out something awful.
over to Dan Saturday? Bobo said she's tired of JJ dressing fancier than she does. So JJ said, fine, what can I do? When it comes to fashion, a model from her. And the clothes you wear, you're 7.5.
I'm surprised that JJ goes up with Boom Boom Melinda before the day.
What you doing on your show tonight, Rose?
Don't
yet. All right, we're about to go right after this.
I think it's time to do your homework. Come on.
The time the princess comes around, I gotta go study.
Don't even worry about it. We can play Jen over at your house later.
Oh, but come on, play
some good. Good night, America.
Good night.
Make sure you follow the Six Eyes Radio Network group. Good night, America. Next week, the wedding. Jimmy J.J. Walker marries one lucky chick. Dynamite. Good night, America.
How do I know Smokey is a bear?
Okay, there's another whole small package for a driver.
All right.
You have a little kid on
them? Well, I could try.
Okay, Keith, how about you?
Do we have to eat spinach?
Only if it turns you on.
This is silly.
Oh, no, it's not slow. Look, you already know the ground. You need now a little practical experience.